Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
So before we get into it, today we are talking about how being in a relationship affects your relationship with food and working out and how to deal with potential weight gain in relationships and all the crazy emotions that come along with that. So What's up? How are you? It's been a week.
It's been a while-ish, I guess. I have major news. And it's not as major as all my previous updates. I have to return my Peloton treadmill.
Why? Oh no. What happened?
I'm crying. Nothing happened. The Peloton treadmill is a wonderful thing, but because now I have to move, I'm still in the 30-day like trial period where you can return it. So because I have to move, I'm scared to move the treadmill. I feel like it's unsafe to move it because it's so huge that you have to take it apart, I think, to get it out of my apartment or into a home. Like, so I'm going to just return it and then buy it in the future of my life. Cause like Peloton offers things where they come and they take it down and then they put it back together in the new place. But to me, like, I don't want to pay extra. I don't want to pay extra to store it. I'm just like, I love it so much. I'm looking at you now. I love you, but this is a temp. It's not me. It's not you. It's me. It's a temporary goodbye. We'll meet again in the future. But Peloton was great customer service.
That is devastating, but also it's not goodbye. It's see you later.
Didn't expect to move so fast. Like, I thought I would have it for another 6 months. So
right.
I didn't know. What was I supposed to do? I didn't know.
How's Rusty taking it?
So as expected, Rusty fucking loves the Peloton treadmill. He was all resistant and he texts me from the other room and he's like, you were right. I hate to tell you, but you were right. And I like peek into the room and he's like hardcore running and he's like loving it to a class. And Rusty's a runner. He's like less of a spinner than he is a runner. So he's like kind of annoyed, but he gets it. And I'm just taking care of it. So as long as he doesn't do anything, he doesn't care. That's my big news, guys.
That's exciting. That is very exciting. Wow.
We'll have a long conversation, Tread, before you leave.
Yeah. I also, you know, it's funny. When I was a child, I used to feel bad for inanimate objects also. Like, like if I had a toy that I neglected for a while, I'd be like, there, I still like you. Sorry, I don't hang out with you anymore.
Yeah, I still have my stuffed animal. Oh, I don't have it. My mom has it, like Fluffy. We talked about this in a really old episode.
We did.
And I won't let her get rid of him or her.
But you know, whatever. But you know, now that... So now that we've moved on from relationships with inanimate objects, let's talk about relationships with people.
The good thing about relationships with inanimate objects is that you're not worried about judgment if you've gained weight.
Right.
That's the treadmill true. Doesn't judge you.
Unless it's a scale.
True. But still, scale doesn't technically judge you.
Well, that depends how much of a personality you ascribe to your scale. How do you know your scale isn't like Toy Story coming alive when you leave?
That's like such a fucked up episode of Toy Story.
Yeah. Oh, she gained so much weight.
Whoa there, I'm feeling the weight.
She feels like she's going to squish me. She might kill me.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, you and I have texted about this.
Yes. We talked about this kind of recently. Off pod. About how we... So you asked me, like, it was while I was in Colorado. You asked me, like, do you ever feel self-conscious in front of Avi with your weight gain? And I was like, yeah.
I didn't obviously say with your weight gain. I didn't want to be like, do you...
Well, you knew...
You've been talking about
weight. That's what you were
asking. Weight. Yeah, I was just like,
but
when one gain, when you... It, when
Aileen,
you
we can talk about my
feel,
weight gain. We can no, talk but, about
you
my
know
weight
what I mean?
Gain.
I don't think that you've gained weight, but I'm
but I did,
I'm asking
so, you, you know,
based on
it's okay
what
for you
said.
To think that. If you didn't think I gained weight, I'd be like, she needs to get her head checked. Like, she's something's
I can't
wrong.
See you.
So you asked me, how do you feel? And I said, very self-conscious. But I actually did have a conversation with Avi while we were in Colorado. And I said, like, do you think I look bad? Like, now that I'm like,
oh, God,
this size. And he's like, no, like, I love you. I know that you, you know, it's normal to go through like weight fluctuations in life. He's like, probably I will gain weight at some point. I'm like, I don't think so. But like, but he did say that. And he was like, yeah, like my dad's weight fluctuated his whole life. I'd be surprised if my weight didn't fluctuate. And it's just a normal part of life. And, oh, this came up because I was talking about how I was using the BMI to be eligible for my vaccine. That's right. How it came up.
Were you embarrassed to say that?
Yes. It took me like 4 days to tell him that. Yeah. Four days after I decided to.
And how did you tell him?
I was like, okay, this is how it came up. We had tried to get vaccine appointments before we were like technically eligible. But we didn't end up getting them because I was like, I feel too guilty. We're not going to like cut the line, quote unquote. Then I was like, okay, wait. So like BMI is a factor and I checked my BMI based on like my wedding weight BMI because I haven't weighed myself, but I figured if my wedding weight BMI is 1 point under obese, I'm definitely in the category now. Right. So, which was the case. So I had decided like kind of on my own, like I'm gonna register for that reason. And I said to him, like, so technically I can get the vaccine because my BMI is over like 30, which is technically in the obese category. And my biggest concern was like, oh, my God, I'm telling him that his wife is obese. Like, is that right. Like, what is he going to think? And he didn't really like have a strong reaction to it.
Did you believe his reaction?
I do believe his reaction, yes, but it doesn't stop me from like trying to like cover up my stomach and like, yeah. Like I used to be able to like walk around like less clad in the apartment and I would feel like whatever, like I wouldn't care. Like I would walk around in like my bra or like underwear, like,
yeah.
And I would not feel weird, but now I'm like less inclined to do that than I was before. And that's something that I've definitely like noticed that has changed in my behavior. Like I'll try to cover my stomach and just kind of like hide a little.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because of I think it's like a combination of how like I feel about me and that I am then projecting onto him because he's never like made a comment or
totally.
Like anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is my status and how I feel about it, which is why this came up in our conversation a few weeks ago.
Right. Mine is like different because I'm pregnant, but it also adds like a whole nother level. And
yeah.
I've actually like had to sit, but I think that my self-consciousness is so much worse than yours. Like,
why?
It's just the way that I am. Like,
uh-huh. I think like, in general, yes. Like,
yeah, it's just so much worse. Like, I take it so to heart. Like, the rejection the fear of rejection due to how you look is very serious. Like that's always been a fear of mine, like my whole life, like in college, especially, hence why I drank so much, like from boys, you know? So, I mean, it's definitely like still, I still feel it again, not because Rusty has never said anything like that. In fact, like if he he's trained himself in the past to compliment me. He's like, oh, you look skinny. And now I tell him, stop saying that. So yeah. Like now I'm untraining that.
Yeah.
I'm like, just tell me I look beautiful. Okay.
Avi has not told me that in a while. And I didn't tell him not to. So just thinking.
Like, yeah. So, but I've had to sit down with him because it was really taking over despite me being pregnant, you know, like despite that.
Yeah.
I had to sit down with him and be like, listen, I have to talk to you about something. It's really overwhelming. And I'm going to be in this for hopefully, you know, like nothing happens, whatever. I'm going to be in this for like not 40 weeks. And then there's a whole like fourth trimester. And then there's the whole like, you know, quote unquote, getting your snapback culture, which is not something I want to do.
What's the fourth trimester?
Fourth trimester is the first quarter for after. It's the trimester after you give birth.
And so when the baby's out.
The baby's out, but still like attached to you. It's like when you take leave, like your whole life is still some, and that's when like postpartum comes. And sometimes people say like, that's even worse. It's like even worse, that fourth trimester. It's the most challenging because you live and breathe as this child's food supply. The kid just sleeps or eats, and that's you too. So that's why they call it that. But talking about my body, like that is all of that emotional shit aside, talking about my body, like it's not gonna go back to one way that it was. And I don't even know what way I want it to go back to a year later. Right. So I have a long journey ahead of me. So I was like, I'm noticing this now. I need to talk to him. So I was like, a huge fear of mine is you like just not finding me attractive after I've gained weight and just like cheating on me. I didn't say that, but like, just like you rejecting me because of that, or like not loving me as much. And he obviously, like, his reaction was like, of course not. Like, I understand you're pregnant, but even if you weren't, like, you know, I appreciate that you're sharing this with me. So just getting it out made me feel better because it wasn't the secret that I was hiding and constantly projecting that on him, you know,
yeah.
And then me like looking for fights to start because of how I feel rather than something he's done.
Right.
So I was proud of myself for like sort of nipping that in the bud and not like prolonging that. But it is so real, that feeling of being afraid that your partner is not going to accept you because your body is changing or it is not the one that they signed up for. Like,
right.
That to me is, and I'm being like the most vulnerable ever. Like that is like one of my biggest fears. And I don't really know how to fix it besides, I mean, I do know logically, but like realistically, I don't know, but logically it's, you have to just sort of love your body and for the way that it changes, and don't project those feelings on your partner. And if your partner isn't on board and like expects certain things for you, then the partner's wrong, not you.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
I think it's especially tough as two people who got into relationships much thinner than we are now. And I was like the thinnest I ever was in my life in the first year of my relationship. And I can't believe at the time I thought, like, when Avi would compliment me, that he was lying.
What do you mean? What do you mean that you think that he was complimenting your thinness?
Like, when he would be like, you look skinny. Like, I didn't believe that I was. And I was. Uh-huh. Like, and that's kind of like, and then it's like, oh, I can't trust my perception of myself really at all. Mm-hmm. Although maybe I would be able to now if I were that size. But I also feel like I was, another part of the insecurity for me is that, like, I'm incredibly inactive in a way that I wasn't in the beginning of our relationship. And I wonder, my feeling is like,
Both of our husbands are like
incredibly active,
like the Energizer bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, does he, then there's that added, okay, it's not just about the looks. It's like, does he think that I look this way because I stopped working out and I'm lazy? And does he look down on that? Because, like, I know he really respects working out. Like, he does triathlons. Mm-hmm. He obviously thinks that there's value. Yes. And he sees that I am not moving, mm-hmm. and gaining weight and eating, you know, I'm eating whatever I want. Like, so, so it's sort of like, oh, does he think I'm like this? And then I end up projecting all of the sort of like anti-fat bias that exists in the world onto myself and saying that he's thinking it and believing mm-hmm. that he's thinking it. But then I'm like, then there's another part of me that's like, okay, well, like, they don't have these problems that we have. So maybe I can believe them when mm-hmm. they don't have these thoughts. Like, maybe the reason that they're able to like be the Energizer bunny and like have a good relationship with working out and movement and a fine relationship with food is because they don't have these fat phobic thoughts that almost cause those bad habits. Like, I don't want to say they cause them, but like, if you look into intuitive eating, there is this idea that like they, like the binge eating and you know, exercise restrict and all those things are reactions to these,
right,
to like the lack of body acceptance. So then I'm like, okay, well, if they don't have like this piece, maybe they also don't have that like fucked up judgmental piece that we have.
Well, for one point, just really quick point, is like, there's got to be something like underlying that we both chose an Energizer body, like bunny triathlon / mud runner, whatever that's called. tough mudder husbands, first of all. But my point is, my other thing is that I have 3 points. I hope I don't forget them. The second is that for Rusty, I think that he has fucked up diet culture, like growing up in like Roslyn.
Oh yeah. Avi did too in his like home.
But like, I think though that I sort of check that, I think, with being with me and has been a huge influence on him, I've noticed. And I also like will sometimes have like very casual conversations, or I'll notice he'll bring something up to me and he'll reject like a fat phobic thought that I would think that he has, but he'll like say something like, oh, you know, that's this girl, like he'll be talking about somebody and he'd be like, oh, she's, you know, she's not eating anything, like there's gotta be, you know, she's too thin, or I think there's something wrong. And I was like, oh, okay, like this is the thought process we want to be on, rather than like, oh, she's thin and that's ideal,
right? My
third point is that I do think that Rusty finds movement attractive, like when I am not, but not because it makes you thinner. I think that's the difference. Same. So like when I'm not moving and like on the couch all day, you'd be like, hey, you wanna do a walk together? Like, he'll want me to move, but not because he'll think like my thighs are gonna get bigger. He just thinks that that's like a hot thing. So
yeah,
which is a thing. Like, people are attracted to people who go out, you know, like do things.
Right. Well, if they're the Energizer Bunny, of course they're gonna think that like doing their Energizer Bunny shit is great and like hot.
I don't know who has more. Rusty has so much energy that, but he like claps a lot.
Yeah, I know he claps. Yeah,
he claps. He's a clapper. But I have my belief is that he claps because he has so much potential energy built up in his body and his hands that he needs to clap for like it to turn into kinetic energy and to leave his body.
Like, I can see that
discharge. I really believe that because his brothers do it too. And you should see the three of them together. It's like a Marvel comic. But anyway, what were you going to say?
I don't know. Like, maybe there's a little bit of an opposites attract thing going. Like, I know that's not particularly deep, but like, okay. It's also not the only thing that they have is that they are Energizer Bunnies. Like, I think there's a lot more that probably attracted us to them. Like, big, happy families, middle children.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I think there's other things that probably like attracted us to them other than that. But the Energizer Bunny thing, yeah, I always kind of thought that like
they're both really fit.
I always kind of thought that Avi and Rusty are like come from similar vibes of families. Obviously, like Avi's family's Orthodox, but it's like they're almost like the Orthodox version of the Drexlers. Like a very, very meshed family that's like always going on the chat and like, you know, there's like some things that are like, what the fuck? But like everyone kind of just goes with it.
Yeah.
I think that it's like, I don't know.
Like the parallels. But going back to just relationships and weight gain and eating, did you feel more confident in a relationship than you were single? And
definitely,
do you think that being married versus being in a relationship changes that? Which is kind of like a fucked up thought, but like, does it?
Okay. I will say that like I realized, and I was thinking about this while listening to you up, I never took that approach to dating that was like, I'm just going to do this for fun and see what I can learn about myself.
No, me neither.
I was like, I'm in this for a husband. If this relationship is not going to potentially end in, like, if it doesn't have the potential to end in that, not that like, oh, I'm like, I'm marrying this person today. But like, if I didn't see a person that they could like be a long-term person, I was not interested. I was not trying to date for fun. I was not trying to have like, you know, that kind of vibe. But so for me, it was very much like, almost like if I could get into a relationship was somewhat wrapped up in I could not get into a relationship or like wasn't worthy of being in one unless I was smaller. So it's almost like those things were like sort of like coupled in my head. Like if I got smaller, I will get a relationship. And I mean, the way it panned out was that like we did end up staying together, but like that was, like, it made sense because as I was getting into that relationship, I was getting smaller. And so it was almost, like, totally validated for me.
Mm-hmm. And he's staying longer and longer because you're getting smaller and smaller. Yeah.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
And then being married versus just in a relationship, that's hard to say, because when you are about to get married or you know you're going to potentially get engaged soon, what then came into the picture for me was like the how thin I will look in those photos. So it's not like I even thought about like anything in isolation without those that context. So it didn't even become about being thin for the relationship then. It became about being thin for the photos. And then now I'm like, oh, I could let myself go because there's no more photos. And also there's a pandemic. So right. That's kind of how it panned out. What about you? Like, do you think that like being in the marriage changed things?
I don't know the answer to that. I can't tell. Like, I don't feel like I've thought about it enough to have an answer. I do know, though, when I started dating people, like, I didn't like really have any boyfriends or anything in college. I was so insecure about my body. Like I said, I drank to like not to have confidence in social situations and not like remember that like I felt so insecure and like gave me the confidence to talk to guys. But then when I got out of college, I like decided I needed to lose weight in order for me to start dating. And then I did lose a lot of weight. And then that's when I felt, again, this word confidence, but confident enough to like go on JD. and all the other ones, like Coffee Meets Bagels at the time. This was like 2014. My grandma called me and she was like, I just want to be alive for your wedding. So can you find a nice Jewish boy? And she's like, go on J-Date. I'm like, J-Date's not cool. She's like, just go on it. Like the men are more serious there.
I'm like,
how do you know? And she's like, I just trust me, I know. And I'm like, okay. So I did. And yeah. So like that was such a, so I was, again, like you said, like thin, I still have this shirt that I actually wore that shirt on my birthday that I wore, on my first date with Rusty. And I sometimes just like wear it, 'cause it's like fun. He's like tired of this like nostalgia, but I like it. Yeah. And it's just, I always think back to like what he remembers me as, but things that I've learned, or ways, tactics I've picked up along the way to cope with this. And one big one that I've learned just most recently, being pregnant and like experiencing my biggest sort of body changes, is that, first of all, he's gone through a lot of changes himself, like his appearance, you know, with my help. Yes. not like physically, just like outfits and hair. The other thing that I sometimes now have done is I think back to non-Facetuned photos of myself throughout the time. We're almost together, almost 7 years coming in June, and without breaks. And I like think about all of the different body phases that I've been in, like in the different, I remember it through progress photos I've taken.
Yeah.
And he still, you know, some were before he proposed and some were, you know, like us being engaged, and he still wanted to be with me throughout all those times. So it, like, it's my way of believing him when he answers me about things like, will you leave me? And he, you know, like believing that. But the yesterday I was like packing for our trip, and you know, Jesus Christ.
I know, yeah.
Because, you know, like, this is the first time I'm going to be, like, in a bathing suit. Like, we talked about bathing suit with, like, a belly, big belly. And my boobs are just gigantic. My breast reduction is no longer in effect. It's all reversed, but they still look great. And I FaceTimed it while he was at work. I was like, you just have to accept this new body, okay? You just need to hear me and say, you're going to have to accept this new body and get ready. And he's like, Aileen, I'm with you every day.
Right. Like, that's the thing. Like, they see it. Like, I don't know what I think I'm hiding.
Right.
Like he so fully stupid. Sees it. But
it's yeah. how he sees it, how you see him seeing it. Is really the perspective.
Well, I guess I get particularly nervous because, like, okay, at this point, I am a weight that I was never in this relationship. He never saw me this weight. I've never even been this weight probably since high school. Like, I'm the heaviest I've ever been. Like, I'm at that threshold. And where I was, like, before the first time I lost, like, a significant amount of weight. And I'm like, okay, well, like, he's really never, like, I have no basis for comfort because I've never been this size. So I just have to, like, try not to hide. I don't know. Like, I try to do things, like, when I'm alone to try to, like, love my body. Like, I'll try to, like, show, like, feel it. Like, I'll try to feel myself. And I'm like, I can't.
I'm faking it.
I'm, like, trying. I'm really trying. Like, I'm doing poses. Like, I'm really trying to, like, look like how, like, the body positive influencers look online. And it's just, like, I really find it challenging. Like, I can't – I have a hard time with it. That's it. Like, that's all I can really say.
I think, though, the way that you get through that or, like, have – positive experiences is that you have to experience different, like, environments in which you will love your body. So, like, right now your only experiences is being in your apartment, really, and, like, standing in the mirror and doing your poses, right? Like, you recently went on a trip to Colorado. There's a first experience you've had in a new body. Like you said, that went well to an extent. Like, first it wasn't, and then it went well. You, like, felt good afterwards. You went to spend time with the sages recently. I was going to ask you how that went, like, but privately, how that felt. Like, you know, like, I think that the more you experience outside of your apartment, the more it'll be less of a faking it situation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I guess. It's like,
Does this make us sound so fucked up?
No. I think it's, like, real. But I think that we, this is what, okay, even if I go to, like, when I was, like, you know, in Colorado, and then when I, like, went to the sages, like, I got through that experience. Like, obviously, like, I wasn't going to let that whole experience be ruined by, like, nothing that even happened, just, like, worrying about how people might feel. But it's like, okay, when I went to the stages, I didn't take my jacket off. So, like, no one even saw me because we were outside the whole time. So that's, like, number one. Number two is, like, yes, I have a lot of discomfort in those moments, like even in Colorado when like my jeans barely fit. Like, but I wasn't going to let my time in Colorado get ruined by my jeans. And I wasn't going to let like my time get, I get to talk to my sister-in-law and like for the first time in a year, like I wasn't going to like, I'm not happy with how I look. And I'm also like here doing this, you know, and I'm going to just try to make the most of it.
Right. It doesn't stop you.
So that's good. It doesn't stop me, but it like, it's just like discomfort, the way that, you know, you might have discomfort in another way.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
So we asked our all of you on Instagram, does being in a relationship affect the way you eat and work out? And we have a bunch of responses that we want to kind of go through and we can respond to them.
Okay. I'll read the first one. When I got in a relationship, I felt like I adapted to his lifestyle and started eating when he wanted to, etc. Basically not eating based on my actual hunger cues. I'm not sure how to once again find my own routine. I did the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
same.
I was so, you know, concerned with what he thinks. You know, I'm still kind of like, it's less about my routine and like more so being flexible to, like, I'm what, like, oh, what do you want to order? You want to get sushi? Okay, I can like get sushi too. Like, but then I'll choose what I want. You just have to make it a point. If like you're really changing it, you just sort of say, actually, I want this today, or actually, I'm not hungry and I want right now. Sometimes it sucks because you want to like have your meals together. But if that's the case, then like, if you value that more than, you know, eating when on your own hunger cues, I would just then like prepare snacks. If you're hungry before then, but if you absolutely don't want to do that, then just say like, can we eat when I'm hungry today? If not, then, you know, maybe just like start sort of pushing yourself forward instead of keeping yourself back.
Right. And like working on getting back in touch with your hunger cues, I would say, is like step one.
Right. I mean, like I said, like I would always go by Rusty's thing because I almost didn't want to have to decide. And when he would say like, this is before intuitive eating, when he would be like, say like, oh, I want Chinese. I'd be like, yes, it's not me who made the decision.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And
definitely
if he like asked me what I want, I'd be like, salads. And he'd be like, I'm not in the mood. I'd be like, great. What do you want? So, but now I'm so much more independent, obviously. And I've said this before, like he'll even ask me if I want a bite of his food. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I want mine, which feels like such a big place of growth, honestly. So proud of myself.
Totally.
Okay. Read the next one.
I'm terrified of my body changing in a relationship. Any advice?
Okay, like we just went through all of the advice.
But yeah, you're not alone. And also, we are, that happened to us. And we're alive, so.
We're alive.
You can hear exactly what like the issue is, like what you'll grapple with if, when and if that happens.
And it's not
like the world's worst tragedy, but yes, it is an emotional challenge.
It's an emotional challenge and also something to sort of come to grips with that we didn't talk about just now, you and I should come to grips with, is that it's not just going to like stop here. Like life, your body will change with age, not just weight gain because of a pandemic or a pregnancy. It's going to change with age and time, and your metabolism changes and you go through different things. And that's a realization that I just had.
Oh no.
And it's a real realization. So as long as you, I think the whole point is to feel strength, or like feel like your relationship is stronger than your current weight.
Totally.
And I think that's the biggest thing. Wait, next one. When I got into a relationship, I felt pressure to be the girl who eats a lot and can chill, but then I gained so much weight and I don't know what to do. So real, this one.
Right. It's funny because it seems like she like ate a lot to prove that she could.
I'm the cool girl who eats burgers, right?
Right.
But at the same time, it's more so just like if you keep, it's like you're, this is the same question about eating what they're eating, but also you're eating to like for perception rather than what you want. So I would just go back to eating what you want rather than what this person thinks of you, but also not really necessarily what like a diet is telling you to do. So I would try to find that medium.
In a relationship, I end up eating way more takeout/delivery and skipping workouts and fall out of my good habits. Any tips for getting back on track? Okay, so I feel like in the beginning of a relationship, this is like much more common and easy to fall into because you're like obsessed with each other and like always together and like make all your plans together. Like Avi and I used to go to the gym together all the time. Like, why? Like, that was not necessary. But it's like, it's part of the bonding phase. So, like, if in the bonding phase something happens a little bit and you aren't, like, you know, aligned with your normal habits, that's okay. It's just a phase of life. You're bonding with your new partner. That's exciting. You know, you're in the new couple phase. Like, enjoy that. Enjoy that. And, like, it's okay if for a little bit you, like, eat a little bit more takeout and, like, you skip your workouts, as long as you're not, like, you know, going into debt over your takeout. Like, I think you're fine. Like, it's okay.
I think,
and it is really important that you're having this like bonding experience with like you're with your partner and like keep doing that and enjoying it. And then like, trust me, the honeymoon phase will end as it does. And you will go back to your routine if you want.
Yeah. Just think of it as phases. Like you said, I remember a phase when Rusty and I were living together in our second apartment and our favorite thing was like, or not even in our first one too, we would like, we would go to a workout together, which was really fun. And then like go to brunch or get like really delicious smoothies. Like that was a phase too. That was pre-pandemic, which I kind of actually miss that because it was so fun. Like it was us away from our phones, away from our television, doing something that made us both feel good, but also like you got a good brunch out of it and sometimes got a Bloody Mary. So yeah. That's a great phase as well. Okay. Last one. I feel pressure to be skinnier because I'm naked more. Any tips on how to be more confident while naked?
Well, obviously my like little posing doesn't work. Like, nothing works. Calf tan, right?
That's not
it. Yeah, no, I feel that. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like I used to feel more comfortable kind of walking around naked. And now I feel like I need to hide myself when I'm walking around naked. I think that is a body acceptance process. Yeah. Like it really
also
comes
talking
down
about like sex. You could also temporarily like find like outfits where you're not 100% naked, like as a band-aid while you are.
Yeah. But then you always have to like plan it. Like you have to get into the outfit. Like there's no spontaneous sex happening.
If there's spontaneous sex happening, then you're like less like in your head about being naked.
Well, she has to get dressed for her sex appointment. That's what she should do.
Just keep it under your clothes, like all the
meeting.
People in the movies. Yeah. Her sex meeting.
Her sex her sounder. Sex Zoom. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well,
yeah.
That was fun. I feel like that was real deep, like emotional. I really got a lot of insecurities out.
I feel like I just got there. A lot out. Yeah, I feel that my emotions moved through me. Okay.
I hope.
Anyway.
I hope that if anybody is also feeling this way, that like you feel a little bit less alone in the same way that I did when I texted Sammy, because I also asked her how she was feeling because I was feeling that same way, so much so that I had to have a sit down conversation with Rusty. Yeah. And it's all right. If it's like also everything is phases. You go through phases with yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe this is one big one that is important in order to have more self-love or self-acceptance
and to strengthen your relationship, because like hiding from your partner isn't going to help. Even like I don't think that's going to prevent him from like any of these things that you're worried about coming true.
Mm-hmm. yeah there's a lot. I keep thinking of like stuff I've said in like my own personal therapy appointments in the past, but I'll save it for another time. But anyway, guys, I hope that you like this episode. We hope that you like this episode. Email us your thoughts, comments, concerns, feelings. I just have a lot of feelings. DSC@betches.com. You can DM us. I'm at Aileen. Sammy is at Sammy. Always DM at Diet Starts Tomorrow with your really, with your episode idea, episode. Oh my God, I just went straight to Minnesota.
Episode
ideas. And rate, review, subscribe. Please, please, please go tell your friends. If any friend is struggling with this, just send them this episode. It's really easy. Just press share. It's real easy. Tell them like which parts to listen to so they don't have to listen to like a whole fucking hour. I know we talk a lot. But as usual, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.